start of lockdown, I spoke to the Gosforth-based life coach who gave us some advice on how to deal with what is kind of being known as our new normal. And after the recent announcement of a further 3 weeks of lockdown, I wanted to reach out to Jude Daunt and find out how not only she was coping, but ways in which we could stay focused during this very difficult time. So Jude, I spoke to you around 3 weeks ago and I was keen to check in with you. And I just wanted to know, where are you at this moment in time? Have you accepted the current situation or have you experienced any moments of anxiety?
Yeah, I think we're all into a new normal now, aren't we? So we've all possibly got a bit of structure or know what the week ahead looks like, whereas at the start, it was all the unknown. So I've had 3 extremely good weeks of creating a routine, a structure that works for the family. I hit a low on Sunday, and I guess that's to be expected. We're all going to have some really good times, and then there's that realisation of, God, this is still happening, this is still going on. And it's absolutely fine to feel uncomfortable about it. It's absolutely fine to have a little bubble and feel a little bit frustrated. But then it's about getting that out and then going, right, what do I need to do to get back into a good place?
So what advice would you give to us for staying motivated?
So I've pulled together some top tips. I think the first one is, we know what it looks like now. I think if you're juggling a lot in terms of your workload has not changed, but now you've got the kids at home and you're trying to manage those as well, there's got to be a point where you start to get realistic about what you can achieve. So if there's things that have to be put to one side, even if it's just cleaning the house and keeping on top of that, if that has to stay to one side for a little bit and you go, do you know what? I'm going to sort everything out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you give yourself a bit of a break. Be realistic about it. And also reach out to work. If this is starting to get unmanageable, speak to your boss about it. You know, as you said earlier, none of us have been through this. So in terms of expectation, the expectations have to be lower for people because we've not been through this and nobody knows what it's going to look like. I've also put down, if you feel trapped inside your own home, and that can feel like we are because we're being forced to stay in and it feels like I'm a bit trapped, but if we can try and change our mindset of focusing on what we can do in this time. So for example, I've started an exercise routine that I would never have had the chance to do, but I've got a little window of opportunity because I don't have that commute to work anymore. So I'm using that half hour commute to do a little half hour exercise. So I've added something additional into my day, which feels nice and it feels like a bit of a luxury that I wouldn't have had. I also put down, stick to a routine. It's so important for your mental health because this gives us focus and purpose when we wake up in the morning and we may feel like we've achieved something as well at the end of the day. So try and create a routine that was not far from your normal one originally, rather than if you are furloughed, if you are out of work, if you are tired, then try and stick to some sort of routine so you don't feel like you are sluggish and unmotivated. And then the last one, start a new ritual as well. So can you have a Sunday night Zoom with your friends, or even just treat yourself to a little morning coffee in the garden? You know, we've been so blessed with lovely weather. I think we should all make the most of it. Even if, do you know what, if you live in an apartment and you don't have space outdoors, make sure you get that window right open and stick your head out and have your little cup of coffee. Anything you can do so you feel like you're not missing out.
Some sound advice there from the life coach, Jude Daunt. She's based in Gosforth, and really lovely to talk to her. So some really hearing from Jude Daunt, who is a life coach based in Gosforth, and she's full of brilliant tips and techniques on how we can stay positive during this very difficult time. And when speaking to her recently, I wanted to know, what advice would you give to some people who are living with their other half and may need a little bit of space?
And you know what it is? If you've acknowledged that you need a little bit of time, then you ask for that. You say it to your partner, do you know, I'm struggling a little bit and I do need my own space, because most of us get our own space, even if it's just driving to work. Like, I love my drive to work because I put on my podcasts and I have a good listen and I'm in a different space. And I realised that I personally was missing out on that as well. So it's about, what time can I carve out that for me? Even if it's just going and having a nice bath on a night time, or, you know, he goes to bed earlier than me and I stay up an extra half hour and I just have that time for me, it's really important.
And you have kids as well, so what advice would you give to parents out there who might be sort of tearing their hair out a little bit?
Do you know what, we're doing the best we can, and I think that's all we can do. As long as they're safe, as long as they're well, there's no pressure in terms of, you know, if they're struggling with their schoolwork, reach out to the schools. I know the schools have been incredibly supportive if there's anyone struggling, and just make time. You know, I think that's quite key as well. We need to be present with them, and it's about going, right, well, I need to pause something because they need a bit of me as well. So it's a juggling game, that's all it is, and it's managing your needs versus their needs as well.
You know, one thing that I love is that you always talk about your positive pants.
Yeah.
And and that's something I may have adopted, and I think is really great. So, so if you've got your positive pants on today, what are you most looking forward to when this is all over? What's kind of keeping you motivated and keeping you going?
Oh, that's a good question. Be honest with you, I don't know if I've thought that far ahead, because I'm just trying to make the best of this situation, rather than thinking, oh my God, I desperately need to go on that holiday, or I desperately need to do this. I'm actually thinking, what does it look like? Because what I don't want to be is disappointed. You know, if I think, oh, well, at the end of this 3 weeks, it's going to look like this, or at the end of 3 months, it's going to look like this, because we still don't know what the end of this looks like. COVID-19 is going to be there. So it's a new normal. That's what we keep seeing in the press. And I don't know what a new normal looks like. So I almost can't prepare in my head for that. So I'm just thinking, what does here and now look like, and how can I make the most of it? Well, luckily, we live next to the woods. So we went on a lovely little adventure in the woods. We found nothing. We didn't find any animals. We found lots of horse poo, but it was just an adventure. And it got us out the house. And it's just those little moments that I kind of live for each day, rather than trying to plan too far ahead.
Make the best of the present. Exactly. Wise words from me. That was a lovely Jude Daunt. She's a life coach based in Gosforth. Great to talk to her.